At 7:55 a.m. on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a Japanese force of 183 planes, without warning, attacked U.S. military facilities at Pearl Harbor in the Hawaiian Islands. For 30 minutes, dive bombers, level bombers, and torpedo planes struck airfields and naval vessels. A second wave of 170 planes launched another attack at 8:40 a.m. that lasted an hour. The Japanese had dealt the United States a staggering blow. The next day, the U.S. declared war on Japan. In turn, Germany and Italy declared war on the United States, thus bringing America officially into World War II. The P-36 on display at the entrance of this gallery is painted to represent the aircraft flown by Lieutenant Philip Rasmussen during the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. You will notice in the diorama that Lieutenant Rasmussen, hurrying to take off and defend against the Japanese, did not even have time to change out of his pajamas. For more information, be sure to visit the Kearney Auditorium section of the PodMap and listen to Rasmussen present Takeoff at Pearl Harbor. Also in this gallery, take time to find the Japanese Zeros, the Allies' main opponent in the Pacific Air War, and the most famous symbol of Japanese air power at that time. Also, look at the P-40. It was the best fighter available in large numbers when the war began, and has an amazing story as the aircraft used by the Flying Tigers. This was the nickname of the American Volunteer Group in China that fought against the Japanese before the United States officially entered the war. Be sure to notice other aircraft that represent American air power during the early years of the war. There's the B-18, which was built to replace the B-10, an A-24, and a P-35, just to name a few.